Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A bill that guarantees 3 years of increased funding to school districts passed the state Senate on Friday on an 18-2 vote. Last week, school board members, parents, teachers, administrators, and students from around the state testified that Senate Bill 171 would give schools a predictable source of funding and help avoid layoffs and budget cuts. In Florida Bait, Fairbanks Democrat Joe Thomas, chair of the Senate Education Committee, compared funding for the state's new Goose Creek prison to education. The cost of building a prison, Thomas said, was equal to $1,000 for every K-12 student in Alaska, and the cost of running it will be equal to $200 per student per year.
And unfortunately, a recent report indicates that facility will be over capacity in just a little over 3 years. It seems to me that building up our schools and increasing education opportunity makes more sense than building more prisons. As a percentage of state funding, our investment in education is decreasing.
North Pole Republican John Coghill and Eagle River Republican Fred Dyson voted against the bill. Coghill said that it was fast-tracked and an expensive measure. The bill would forward fund districts as much as $96 million over the next 3 years. Governor Sean Parnell has said that he opposes changing the current per-student funding formula. The measure now heads on over to the House for consideration there. Leaders in the Yukon Quest are running a tight contest, although the frontrunner will be penalized 30 minutes at the final checkpoint because he lost his axe. Hugh Neff was the first into Carmack's checkpoint yesterday afternoon, followed 3 minutes later by Alan Moore of Two Rivers. The checkpoint is about 177 miles from the finish line in Whitehorse. Race officials say that Sunday at the Pelly Crossing checkpoint, Neff was penalized because he left his axe, required equipment at the Dawson City checkpoint. Race Marshal Hans Odell says Neff will serve the penalty at the final checkpoint at Braeburn, where an eight-hour layover also is required. 19 mushers are still in the race, which started February 4th in Fairbanks. And hundreds of people gather in Anchorage for a candlelight vigil for a barista that police say was abducted from the coffee stand where she worked. The vigil for 18-year-old Samantha Koenig was held downtown Saturday evening. She disappeared February 1st, and video footage from a security camera at the Common Grounds coffee stand shows her being kidnapped by an unidentified man. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for cloudy skies and a chance of rain and snow for most of the rest of the week.